obviously it's tough to lose a guy like John. He was real solid. We didn't have to talk about him a lot, so that means that he was doing his job, kind of an anonymous role. Obviously, very, very vital, very important role. And you know, he'll get surgery and get back to healing. But for now, we have to move on. And so, you know, we've added a snapper, working to get him up to speed with our group and ready to roll.
You had a situation like this before in your coaching career?
You lost had a lot of different situations come about. Yeah, a lot of. Now, I lost a kicker in warm-ups to open a season once. So, yeah, a lot of different things happen. You've got to be able to adjust on the fly and find a way to get it done.
Last year, Khalil had just 4 sacks on the season, and now he leads the league in sacks. What do you think has been the difference for him to take his game to that next level and be that impact player for you guys?
I think part of it is the natural progression of him expressing himself. In his second year, being more comfortable in the role that we're asking him to do. He's spending more time going forward this year. I think that helps. I think he's had more time just refining, the skill level necessary to rush the quarterback at the highest level.
Is he still growing technically, in terms of developing pass rush moves?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I think pass rushers, they're always working on their craft. I mean, I played with Johnny Randall. Johnny would, he'd be in a supermarket going down the aisle, and he'd be pass rushing on old ladies trying to do their shopping. So, I mean, guys that rush the quarterback, they never stop developing their skill level. I think, certainly there's a lot of upside for a young guy that's got a lot of talent that is learning the art of rushing the passer.
Speaking of, you're going up against a couple of elite ones in Clay Matthews and Julius Peppers this week. What are your initial impressions of the Green Bay Packers?
It's a really good team. You're talking about the pass rushers. Clay, really good player out of Southern Cal. Julius Peppers, I actually was part of the group that drafted him in Carolina back in 2002. And he's a phenomenal athlete. He's a great pro. He's a real gentleman. I think it's just been awesome to watch the career he's had. So, you're talking about a Hall of Fame kind of guy, in my opinion. I think he's exceptional. Mike Daniels is playing well in their front. They've got a good group. They've got a good group throughout. At each level of their defense, they have some good talent. Dom Capers is a really good coach, and known Dom for a long time. He's done a great job in this league. So we know we've got a challenge on our hands.
Your secondary is pretty solid as well. Guys like Sam Shields, they've had a lot of continuity in
Yeah, they have, and some of the trapping system things that Dom has done over the years is, part of the riddle that we'll have to solve this week.
What a challenge is Aaron's mobility?
Big challenge. Yeah, he's got a great arm, real quick delivery. You can kind of flip it from any position, and make plays down the field. But he takes off and runs, makes plays happen with his feet, and I think it's 38. I think a 38 scrambles on the year for big yardage. So he doesn't just go and get a first down and get down. I mean, he's going and taking off and trying to score with it. So, definitely high on our list of things we've got to get done is to make sure that we don't let him, run through our defensive secondary.
Packers' running game's been inconsistent this year, but they do have some talent in the backfield. What a challenge do they offer there?
Yeah, I mean, what we're looking at, 3 of the last 4 games, Eddie's gone over 100 yards. They've got with Starks and Lacey. They've got two big backs that like to wear on you a little bit. They're exceptional, I think, in their screen game, their run game, their screen game, the draws, the different things they do as an offense. Mike does a great job putting the whole package together, and they're a real good group.
How do you explain the disparity home and away? You guys played pretty well in away.
Yeah, I think we played pretty well everywhere. I think we've lost some close games at home, some games that we had an opportunity that didn't close. But no, we're really outside of the opener. Every single game has been one that we've been in with a chance, and so we'll just keep going at it. We'd like to play our best football in front of our home fans this weekend.
Obviously, you're not at the point of season of looking ahead yet, but when you see a game like Sunday where your defense is able to go out there in a lot of ways. Is that a performance you want to see them build on and
feel like they can go out there and take control of games for you?
Yeah, as we go forward, you know, we're going to build a dominant defense here. So we've taken some steps and showed some signs, but you know, that's something that will happen. It's just a matter of when. You know, as a football team, you know, we're looking to be really strong in all three phases, and certainly you know, that was a great effort by the defense last week. And we've had each phase has shown up and really been special in different ball games. You know, really like to see all three phases come together and have a great outing this weekend.
Coach, can you speak to the unique challenge that Aaron Rodgers presents? The challenge that Aaron Rodgers presents.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're talking about him. I think Aaron, he throws it as well as anybody. He's got escapability. He can buy time. Does a great job with cadence. You know, it's amazing. They've drawn, I think, 22 or 23 offsides penalties over the year, 8 of them on the road. That's a crazy number for somebody to be drawing on the road, drawing people off. So it's a weapon of theirs, and when they draw you off, they're taking shots down the field. They've been very efficient at it. And so, you know, those are just, you know, some of the things that we have to be ready for in dealing with Aaron and the Green Bay Packers.
James Jones and Terry said he saw a little Aaron Rodgers and Derek. Did you see similarities between them?
Well, I think they both you know, neither one of them are monsters. I mean, they're not 6'6", 6'7", 6'8", monster type physical type prototypes. But they're both athletic. They both have real quick releases. I think obviously Aaron is a little more accomplished in what he's doing. But we, you know, we love Derek. Glad we have our guy. I know they're glad they have their guy.
Jordy Nelson was lost in the preseason for them. How have they adjusted throughout the season with different weapons stepping up for them?
Well, you know, they still have Cobb, and you know, he's gone to the tight end, you know, quite a bit. And to me, the key is not letting them get the run and the screen game going, and making them go outside. They've got a good football team. You know, their productivity, they find ways, much like everybody around the league. Somebody goes down, you're looking for somebody else to step in and play well. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm proud of that fact, but I can tell you that, you know, our goal is to be, you know, contending and playing for championships. And, you know, so, you know, we're just getting started here in the first year of this program. But, you know, our goals are set pretty high, and we're going to keep working every day to achieve those goals.
One more, guys.
So Max was picked up by the Bills. I'm sure you hate to lose a guy, but that's also a good sign as far as your depth and what it speaks to.
Sure. Yeah, no, it's a good opportunity for him. We felt like there was a good opportunity here, but you're free to make those choices. He elected to go with them, and so, you know, we move on.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Thank you.